So we start hour number two, and Mr. Anonymous is now coming up in here with his name, and he's irate. Say my name. Say my name. No, bro, you know why? One, you came in as Anonymous, so that's what you're known as now, Anonymous. And secondly, to come in after the fact and say your name and then demand that I say your name, to me, that's self-glossing. And you know self-glossing doesn't work. If you wanted me to say your name, you should not have signed it Anonymous. And I'm still waiting for an apology that I'm not going to accept. I'll say your name. All right. Say my name, Rome. Say it. Say it. All right. Fair. I will. Anonymous. That's how you signed it. You're welcome. Yeah, we good? I said your name. Anonymous. All right. We start hour number two. I'll say it one more time. Anonymous. Right now, we start hour number two.
What's your name?
We Anonymous. We start hour number two, and we are joined right now by a legendary human being. Like, there's his bio. There's his resume. I could stop right there. That's it. We're joined by a legend. I'll add to it. Best dude ever. I'll add to it one more time. He did play 12 years in the bigs. He was a three-time All-Star. MLB Network is live right now with opening day coverage leading up to its showcase telecast of the Dodgers and the Cards at 4 Eastern. Plus, you can check out Sean Casey's podcast, The Mayor's Office. It is a jungle opening day tradition. We are joined by the mayor, Sean Casey. Case, it is so great to have you on. How you doing, brother?
Romy, it's opening day again, brother. I love this. I'm so grateful to be on you every opening day, man. How are you, brother?
Man, I'm so great, and I'm so grateful to have you, Case, every opening day. It is so good to spend time with you. And before we get caught up, Sean, on Shohei and all the other big storylines of the day, I do want to start with something way more personal. You have been selected to throw out the first pitch before the Reds take on the Nationals at Great American Ballpark in the Natty. Case, you are beloved everywhere, but especially in Cincinnati, where you played 8 seasons. You hit 305. What does this organization, these fans, and this honor represent to you?
Oh, Romy, man, I tell you what, this place means everything to me. You know, I being around this crowd, knowing what opening day means in Cincinnati, knowing the history of the game, that opening day in Cincinnati is a national holiday. So I am so grateful that the Castellini family asked me to come out and throw out this first pitch. But for 8 years here, man, I grew up here in Cincinnati, basically, and these fans are incredible. The teams that I played on are incredible. Pokey Reese and Dimitri Young are here today being the Grand Marshal, so brings me back to some days with those guys. But, you know, the Cincinnati Reds organization, I owe so much to them, and I'm just so grateful I get to throw out the first pitch today, Romy. Now, I'm going to go up to the bump, man, and let it fly and see what happens.
I love it. Pokey and Dimitri, what a couple of great throwbacks. Case, I'm so glad that you just said what you said, because I was going to say, not looking to be insulting to a former Major League great, but even as a nobody, I've done that, Case, and in that moment, 60 feet 6 inches feels like 60 miles, and we've seen it go terribly wrong, dude, for some elite athletes. Have you given any thought to your pitch selection and delivery?
Roby, I went to my local high school yesterday with my son Andrew. I'm like, all right, dude, we got to.
You walked it off. You did.
Yeah, so I
love it.
I had to, man. I had to. Did you?
I mean, yes, I did. Like, I did.
Yeah, I don't throw off the bump ever. I was in the batter's box. I got out there and I was like, man, this is a lot further than I thought. And you know, and you're up on the mound. So yeah, and you know, it's different when you come out and there's 45,000 people screaming. The adrenaline spike happens, and I just got to go to, you know, get my deep breaths, slow myself down, and I'm just going to let it fly, brother.
Okay, so I'm so glad that you laid it out like that even a major leaguer has those same feelings, because when I did it, it was at the old Jack Murphy Stadium, and it was me and a few other people, and this 12-year-old kid, first of all, one guy says to me, Case, hey, Rome, and back then, everybody wanted me to throw it into the dugout, right? They were rooting hard for me to throw it into the stands or the dugout. And somebody says to me, hey, Rome, from the dirt or the bump? And I watched some 12-year-old kid, Case, a 12-year-old kid get up there and throw an absolute pee from the bump. I'm like, yo, from the bump, of course. But then the catcher, Brian Johnson at the time, he's standing up. I'm like, this is easy. But then he went into the crouch. I'm like, holy crap, I can barely see the guy. That target is so small. Dude, I have never, Case, when I hit his glove, that might have been the finest moment of my whole life. I've never been so relieved. So never.
Romy, you threw a strike right there.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, dude.
And when I walked in that dugout, I'm like, oh, my God. Thank God, man. They would have murdered me. So, you know. I can't wait to see it. Yeah. Thanks.
Romy, really quick. Also, I don't know if you saw the footage of years back. The mayor of Cincinnati, Mark Mallory. Remember, he threw it to Eric Davis? He threw it 45 feet to Eric Davis's right. And he was like, Eric Davis looked at him like, you serious, man?
You know what? I mean, my thought is better to throw it over the catcher's head by 100 feet than to throw it 45 feet, right?
Yeah, you cannot spike it. I feel the same way. I'm going nuclear loosh on this ball or nothing. You know what I mean?
The catcher, especially a big league catcher, will go up and get it. Like, who's going to catch? Do you know?
I don't know, but I somebody just asked me that. I'm like, I got to have somebody that's a good athlete. If I'm a little off, I need them to make a play for me.
That's it, dude. I get it. I appreciate that. All the kidding aside, it's such a great, great honor. Sean Casey doing what he does. He shows up on opening day. So, Case, I mean, as good of a feel-good story as that is, the gambling and theft allegations involving Shohei and his interpreter continue to overshadow everything else in baseball. I mean, what a wild, wild story. What was your reaction when you first heard it?
Yeah, I mean, probably what yours was. Like, oh, man, like, you know, baseball doesn't need, you know, even his, you know, Ohtani's name mentioned with gambling at all. You know, obviously, you know, I'm hoping that he's cleared and everything like that. But even to have his interpreter involved in the gambling stuff, it's just never a good look. So, you know, I hope it plays out. I hope that everything's good because he's too big of an icon for this game. He's too big of an icon, you know, for internationally to spread, you know, what he is and what baseball is. So, I didn't love seeing it, man. It was for a guy like that, it's a tough one.
No, it is. And I'm not trying to drag you or anybody into this, but Sean, was there ever a moment or a second when you first heard it where you thought, what if it was Ohtani? What if he was the one gambling? Did it ever seem plausible to you that it could have been him? Or knowing him the way you know him, did you know for a fact, no way would that guy ever do that?
I just felt like the way that I know him, the way I know him in the game the last few years, I was like, man, I can't believe that he would be involved. That's my first initial reaction was. And I'm starting to feel that, I feel the same way now that, you know, he really did get, you know, robbed. And, you know, I don't know all the details, but yeah, I'm just, like I said, I hope it plays out where we could just move on and he could still be the best player in baseball.
And Sean Casey joining us. All right, Case, one thing I did not mention in the open, you were in the Yankees dugout for the final 3 months of last season as their hitting instructor. Man, that must have been something. What was that experience like?
Oh, Romy, it was incredible, man. It was really incredible. Obviously, Aaron Boone's a good friend of mine, so to be with him was awesome. But, yeah, you know what? When you're the hitting coach for the New York Yankees and you got a guy like Aaron Judge, and I always say when the best person in your clubhouse is also the best player in the league, you know, it makes it a lot easier. So just there were so many good guys in that lineup, you know, watching Volpe, you know, coming into his own, you know, I'm looking forward to Stanton having a big year this year, a comeback year, just all those guys, LeMahieu and Rizzo and Torres and stuff. It was such an experience for me. And Romy, one thing, brother, that I didn't realize until you're in that dugout is that New York vibe, that New York energy is so, it is different. It's at a different level. Everywhere we went, man, there was just a following that was unmatched. So to have that experience and to wear the pinstripes one time and to call Yankee Stadium, you know, my home field and be a part of that organization was incredible.
Case, that's an amazing thing. Like, you played as long as you did in different towns and different cities, and you had never felt that vibe before. And we're talking about a year where they won just 82 games, but it's just different. They're different. It's different. The energy is different. What about this year? Do you expect a bounce back year for that team, especially since they added Juan Soto's left-handed bat to the lineup?
No, I really do, man. I think Brian Cashman's done a great job going out to get Soto, I think, was huge. You look at that lineup now, top to bottom. I mean, you could mix and match at the top if you got LeMahieu, you know, if you got Verdugo or whatever. But when you start talking about Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, you know, Rizzo, LeMahieu, and if Stanton, I mean, Giancarlo Stanton might be the key factor in this whole thing. I mean, he lost almost 30 pounds coming into spring training. He hit, Romy, he hits the ball harder than I've ever seen any human being hit the ball. It's incredible how hard he hits it. And like, I feel like if he can have a bounce back year, man, that lineup goes to another level with Gleyber Torres, too. I think Volpe's going to have a great year. Austin Wells, a young catcher, love that kid. Great personality, can really swing it. So, you know, getting Stroman's huge and having Nestor and Rodon having a bounce back year, because losing Garrett Cole for a couple months, you know, definitely hurts them a little bit, but I think that lineup's just so different this season.
That does hurt. That absolutely hurts, but you're right. The lineup is different. Sean Casey joining us. Speaking of different, Sean, the Dodgers, man, they just keep throwing money at it. Now, catcher Will Smith gets a $140 million extension. Easy to do when Shohei is deferring most of his deal. I understand that money doesn't guarantee anything. I understand you got to play it on the field, but on paper, is it the Dodgers and then everybody else?
Oh man, I do think so. I mean, the Dodgers are that good. You know, when you're talking about three MVP candidates in the top of that lineup with Betts, Freeman, and Ohtani, and then Will Smith. I mean, don't sleep on Will Smith and what he's done. You know, in the last few years, I mean, 20 plus home runs, three of the last 4 years, I believe, and is a great catcher behind the dish. But that lineup, top to bottom, is absolutely loaded. And, you know, the rotation, and they go get Glasnow, they go get Yamamoto. I mean, you look at that team, and you have to say right now, you know, what they put together, it is the Dodgers leading the way.
It's opening day, Sean Casey. It's an opening day tradition here in the jungle. Case joining us. Speaking of not sleeping on somebody, Case, we can't sleep on our guy, Bruce Bochy. Comes out of retirement, wins his fourth World Series of his career. He's got a lot of firepower once again this season, even as he waits for Max Scherzer and Jacob deGrom to get healthy. How much do you like the Rangers' chances of running it back and going back-to-back?
I really like it. I really like it, Romy. And you know Boch, man. Boch is the best. I mean, I'm so glad he came back into the game. And no big deal, dude. Take a couple years off. Yeah, come out to Texas,
right,
man. Hey, win a World Series, Bo. It's just another one for your, you know, for your Cooperstown resume. You know, it's incredible. But I really believe, man, that lineup that they have, the team top to bottom, and with Boch, you know, riding that, you know, leading the charge, I think they're going to be incredible. And I think the name that everybody is going to be talking about soon is the guy they just called up, Wyatt Langford, who made the team out of spring training. This kid was the fourth pick of the draft, I believe, last season at a University of Florida, flat out raked there, came into the minors this year, and he hit 360, I believe, last season, and then all of a sudden comes into spring training and just turns it on. So they got another impactful bat that Boch can put there in that lineup for Texas.
Sean Casey joins us for another moment or two. You know, Case, you talk about a young guy who all eyes are on. Matt Holliday, obviously a great friend of the program. Jackson is a great kid, great player. What do you think when you watch him, and what's his ceiling?
You know what? Elite eye-hand coordination, Romy. When I watch Jackson Holliday, I think, man, that bat plays. You know, the fact that he's got some sneaky pop in there. He can run. He's going to play great defense. But that bat to ball, I think is different, and I think that's why he was the number one pick overall by the Orioles. They saw something that was a little different in his skill set. I got a chance, was fortunate this offseason, my son Jake and I went out to hit with Matt and Jackson and his son Ethan, who was going to be an absolute stud too. But getting a chance to hit with them for like 3 days and the work that he puts in and just how good his routine is, you know, he's going to be a special player. The Orioles are absolutely loaded with some of the good young talent, and Jackson Holliday, you know, will be leading the charge for Major League Baseball for years to come.
That is awesome. Now, what about the Diamondbacks? Like last year, Case, they were a major surprise in going from 14 games under 500 2 years ago to a World Series appearance. Torey Lovullo, I spoke with him in the spring training, and he said, you know what, I'm telling you, we're going to surprise some people, and they sure did. Are there any teams that look to you like they might make that kind of a giant jump forward this season? Maybe not as big as that, but a big move.
You know what? I mean, obviously, when you talk about what the Diamondbacks just did, too, with Montgomery right there, you know, signing him the last second into that rotation, that's huge. You know what? I'm going to say it because I'm out here right now, and not because I'm out here right now. The Cincinnati Reds, 82-80 last year, just over 500, but they believe coming into this year, the rotation that they have, you know, with Hunter Green at the top, with Lodolo, who is a special left-handed arm. You know, they got Abbott, Ashcraft, and Frankie Montas. That's a pretty legit five right there when you're talking about a team. And Elly De La Cruz, you know, skill set. Now, he came out the gates raking in August, struggled a little bit in September. But if you're talking about a guy that has the only chance, I believe, to match Ronald Acuna's 40-70, it would be De La Cruz and his skill set. So I just look at the Reds right now, and I say, you know what? Don't sleep on these guys. They were two games above 500 last year. The Central's wide open. I think the Cincinnati Reds have a chance to really be maybe the Arizona Diamondbacks of 2023.
Case, is 40-70 any good? Like, how crazy is that? How is that physically possible?
It's incredible. 40-70. It just, when we were talking 40-40, you know, oh, man, look, always these guys have done it. But 40-70, I can't get my head around it, man. It's incredible.
All right, so before you go, give me an update on the Miracle League of the South Hills. What is the latest with that, Sean?
Romy, you're the best, dude. Yeah, Miracle League of the South Hills, man. I think it's incredible. We're serving over 400 kids now, which is amazing.
Awesome.
Athletes. The list keeps on growing. And we just had our big fundraiser, raised a bunch of money. And we got our league coming up in May, and it's just an incredible thing. We just had Muscles for Miracles with my buddy John Dennis, and it's just an incredible program, Romy. I appreciate you throwing it out there every time I come on, man. But, yeah, MiracleLeagueSouthHills.org. If you want to help us out, donate, or if you're in the Pittsburgh area and you want to come volunteer, I guarantee it'll be probably the greatest hour of your week.
Hey, I will always bring it up because it is one of the great, great organizations of all time. Sean Casey joining us. Don't forget, MLB Network is live right now with opening day coverage leading up to the showcase telecast of the Dodgers and Cards at 4 Eastern. Plus, check out Sean's podcast, The Mayor's Office, and he's throwing out the first ball in the Natty. Case, you are the absolute best. Love you, brother. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Romy, you're the best, bro. Love you, and I'm going to throw a strike for you tonight, brother.
No, I know it, dude. I know it. Go get it, Case. Sean Casey joining us. Nobody like the mayor. That's why I said, I don't know why. I want to give him credit for a great career, but the intro needs to be nothing other than we are joined right now by the best human being. We are joined right now by a legend. We are joined right now by an icon. We are joined right now by the mayor. You could just leave it at any one of those things. All right, your reaction to it. 1-800-636-8686. Also, I'm looking for beefs. The beef segment is coming up at 10:40, 20 minutes out. It's coming up real fast. And you know what's not coming up real fast? Your calls. Hey, you know what though? Good news if you want to write in a beef. The callers are lagging. Hit me up with the beef at Jim Rome. Hit me up with the beef at rome@haveatake.com. If you want to get on the air with the beef, call right now. I know it's a little unusual. You have to come in 20 minutes earlier. Just do it. Get on the phone. Lob the call. 1-800-636-8686. What's your beef? Big Head Betts, Kelvin Sampson, and more. Keep coming. Alvy, get ready. It's time. Hey, Anonymous, make sure you're listening. Sports fans, are you ready to take your game to the next level? Introducing Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million active members. Prize Picks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. You can win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. Turn $10 into $1,000 with pro basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries. It is simple to play. Make your picks, submit your entry in less than 60 seconds with weekly promotions and offers. The excitement never stops. You can even use Apple Pay for easy deposits into your account. This basketball season, once again, download the app, use my code ROME, and get a first deposit match of up to $100. I'm trying to get that all in quickly because I got to get Alvy in. Alvy, give us a selection. What do you like?
Hey, Jim.
Hey, Alvy.
Okay. Got Herbert Jones. He's a guard for the Pelicans. More than 1.5 three-pointers. Damian Lillard, more than 22.5 points and a bonus third. DeAndre Hunter.
What about him?
Of the Hawks, 16.5, more than 16.5 points.
Dude, that was not smooth at all. Take it deep. Yeah, it was pretty terrible. Take a deep breath.
One more time.
Run it back one more time.
Herbert Jones, more than 1.5 3-pointers. Damian Lillard, more than 22.5 points. And DeAndre Hunter, more than 16.5 points.
All right. I like it. Let's get it. You're on one. Let's keep that streak alive. Alvy, you do have to be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
So, quick beef to get you started. The beef segment's coming up in 15 minutes. Here's my beef. I don't have enough phone calls with good beefs. Pretty simple. Hit me up with a beef. You can beef about anything you want except the JN and your bathroom. 1-800-636-8686. What is your beef? You just heard from Sean Casey. The beef segment's coming up next. Big Head Bets, top of the hour. Kelvin Sampson in hour number 3. Hey, Seattle, I've got an update for you. It does not involve the russet, but it is an update.
Hey, Seattle.
It doesn't involve the Hawks either.
Go Hawks.
Doesn't involve either one of them or any of the above, Seattle.
Hey, Seattle.
Hey, Seattle, I got an update.
Time for y'all to go to bed.
What time you go to bed, Russ?
But I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
You jump into that burlap sack when you go to bed?
We got a deal.
Because you're a sack of potatoes.
Hey, Seattle.
We got a deal. It's with Denver.
We got a deal.
In Seattle. Seattle just got over on Denver. Hey, Seattle. I'm out of here.
Seattle.
Anyway, I've got an update on Seattle. Let's go to the phones, though, right now. Let's go to Los Angeles. Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, my brother, what's up?
Since the days that Oral Hershiser was making opening day starts, since the days that Sean Casey was coming in into the jungle, not as the ambassador or the mayor, but as a player for the Indians, your boy Matt in L.A. has had your back, pimp. And after the official opening day address that Casey gives us in the jungle that we're best to receive every year, I got to come in here, Romy, begging, pleading for some jungle karma for my L.A. Dodgers as opening day come. Now, I'm not asking for a world championship, although I hope it comes. I'm just asking to go a full calendar year without a freaking scandal. I mean, are you kidding me, Romy? Now, with this geek interpreter degenerate fleecing Ohtani for millions, allegedly, and I hope that's what happened. Hopefully Ohtani is about as smart as Pedro Guerrero, not being able to make a bed, and just didn't understand what the hell was going on because of the language barrier or something like that, because we don't want another Pete Rose situation in MLB. But I digress, Romy. I'm just asking for no more Trevor Bowers, no more Julio Urias BS, and just some diamond gems for Doc Roberts, for DR, the jungle manager, who comes in here every year, every few months, and blesses us so we can just have an unevent that comes with a ring. All right, Romy, that's all I got. War I Ray Craig using freeway off ramps as offerings, and I am outro.
Offerings of what? All right, Matt, I was about to rack that call, and so it ended like that. You know, his point about, can we please go one calendar year without some sort of scandal? I don't know, bro. We didn't even go one calendar day without some sort of scandal. And it's not just some sort of scandal. It's one of the biggest scandals ever. Whatever it is. We don't know what it is exactly, but we do know this much. It is an enormous scandal. Even if Ohtani didn't bet, much less bet on baseball, the fact that he's even involved in this, even if he didn't do it, even if he didn't know, depending on what you believe or don't believe, just in and of itself, what we know, and we don't know that much, already makes it one of the biggest scandals ever because of who the guy is and how wild it all is. A calendar year. You want to go a whole calendar year without a scandal. How about we go one calendar at bat without a scandal? A calendar hour without a scandal? We didn't make it through opening day without a scandal. We didn't even make it to opening day without a scandal. And the good news is that scandal is not going anywhere. That scandal is not going to be swept under the rug. That scandal is not going to be over anywhere or over anytime soon. That will hang over their head the entire year. That's always going to be there. Now, a lot of his Dodger teammates have been on record as saying, I'll tell you what, credit to the guy. Credit to the guy. They've got his back. And what they're saying is, things to the extent of, man, it is incredible. Number one, we don't think he had anything to do with it. I don't know what he had to do with it and what he didn't have to do with it. But his teammates are saying it's incredible that this guy just comes right to the yard, compartmentalizes, puts his head down, and gets the work in. And he's not affected. And I've heard a few of their teammates or his teammates say, I don't know that I could do that. And so far, Shohei is. But still, I mean, the whole thing is just, he didn't know. He didn't know anything at all. He didn't know that this guy had access to his accounts. He didn't know that he had a gambling problem. He didn't know that gambling with a bookmaker in California was illegal. He didn't know that any of this was happening. He knew nothing. He's just working on his swing. I'm not saying he bet. I personally don't think he did, honestly. I know you'd love for me to put on that tinfoil hat. Or even you don't even care. You've already got your own tinfoil hat on. I don't think that he bet Shohei. And I really don't think he bet on baseball. I think maybe he knows a little more than he's letting on. But who actually is investigating? Who's looking into this? You know Major League Baseball does not want to know anything about this. They only started their investigation because they had to. And the feds are involved. But you know Major League Baseball does not want to know. Last thing they want is any of this anywhere near the Golden Goose. All right. The Golden Goose says that he reported it to authorities. Which authorities? Who? Who did you report that to? Let's not get into that right now. I read from my statement. Let's not get into any of it ever again right now. When we come back, the beef segment, 1-800-636-8686. Start dialing. Start dialing, or I am more than happy to go to the written beefs. You can write a beef on the X platform at Jim Rome. You can write a beef on email, rome@haveatake.com. How about a new beef? How about a fresh original beef? Go ahead, do it now. Big head James Kelly at the top of the hour. Here is a sport.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, let's beef. First up, though, to thank you for 40 unforgettable years, Dell Technologies is celebrating with anniversary savings on their most popular tech. Save on select next-gen PCs like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors and more. Save right now at Dell.com/deals. You know what that sound is? That's the sound of the enormous tower of plastic, which houses all of the old trapper beef. Let's start with the call-in beefs. Let's get it. Top of the hour. I've got James Kelly and Big Head Betts. I'm going to run them down top to bottom. Line number one, starting in the ATX. Vince. Vince, what's your beef?
Hey, Romy, K Pasta. My beef is with those newly single moms who come to that section of my grandson's Little League game we call Silicon Valley. Dress appropriately. Nobody cares about your latest implant, nip, tuck, or Botox injection. Wore a Lifetime Longhorn T-sweat and Jera. The only thing you're all in is your mistress. Out.
Oh, Vince.
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
I mean, I guess it's a step up. A very, very small step for mankind. A small step for you, Vince. A small step from wishing him death, but not that far removed. Let's go to John in San Francisco. Hey, John, what's your beef?
Hey, my beef is with people that call into radio shows and say, first time, long time. It's annoying and lame and nobody cares. Peace!
You're right. I mean, in a way, I think they want you to know, hey, Rome, or hey, host, I've been listening a long time. I enjoy your program, but I've never called. But yeah, I can see where that might annoy you. I'm the host, and it doesn't annoy me, but clearly it annoyed you. Let's go to Sacramento. Kenny. Hey, Kenny, what's your beef?
Sports guy. Nobody wants to look at your bony, hairy chicken legs. Hey, Magnum P.I., 1980 called in with your shorts back. Come on. Ladies and KC, where you at, baby? Blase, blase.
Alvin, go ahead and bring them up when they're on so I can hear what they're saying. Like, I missed half that phone call. It might have been funny, but
I called it wrong.
I don't really even know. Anyway, Kenny, our apology. You deserve better than you just got. Let's go to La Quinta. Love La Quinta. Used to hang out quite a bit in La Quinta. Would hang out again in La Quinta. Mike, what's your beef?
Hey, Jim. My beef is with the jerks that stop their cars in the middle of the parking lot rows with their blinkers on, because they've elected to wait 15 minutes for the little old lady to unload her shopping cart instead of parking the space a little farther down, because those extra 10 steps is too much, which is fine. That's your choice. But you're blocking the row for the rest of us. Get the hell out of the way and move to one side or the other. I'm out.
Not the first time I've heard that, but maybe the best explanation of that. It's true. It is pretty annoying. Got that blinker on. Hey, man, throw the hazards on. Throw the emergency brake on while you're at it. Get out of the car and sit on your hood while you're at it. Or park and walk an extra 6 steps. You could do that, too. Yeah, I know. Every once in a while, it's the only spot left, so you're going to wait. I get it. But more often than not, that's not what that's about. You don't want to walk the 6 extra steps. Let's go to Tennessee. Edward. Edward, what is your beef?
What's up, Rome? My beef is with Cal. This team's built for March. You're 1-4 in the SEC tournament. You're 1-5 in the NCAA tournament. You got 4 or 5 stars coming in. Next year, win the SEC, Final Four. Otherwise, Jim, I'll help pay your airfare to get him out of Lexington, out of here.
I feel you. I got you. I mean, Cal did say, point blank, we are built for March. We are built for March. And they got beat in the first round of the SEC tourney. Then they got beat, shocked, stunned in the first round of the NCAA tourney. So not really built for March. And he was on record. But again, I'm going to go on record myself once again by saying, you don't run that guy right now. You don't pay that guy $35 million to go away. If you're Kentucky, you run it back. He's got like 5 5-stars coming in. Yeah, I know. Every year he's got 5 stars coming in. And what has he done with them? I'll tell you what they were before he got there. Ass. They were garbage. Yeah, I know. I also know he has not won a natty in over a decade. I know he's not been to the Final Four in a long time. What I'm saying is give him one more year, one more offseason to get right, analyze the program, analyze what he's doing, analyze what works, analyze what doesn't work. And if they get beat by a 14 or a 15 again, then I will take him to the airport myself. Which is effectively what that guy just said, except he said it a lot more aggressively. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Philly. Jay in Philadelphia. Good to have you, Jay. What's your beef?
Hey, Rome. Yeah, my beef is with a dude that just called from Tennessee. First of all, you're in Tennessee, and all of a sudden you're a Kentucky fan. Now all of a sudden you want to be fronting my man Jim Rome his airfare just so he can help his friend out of town when he goes out next year. Maybe give yourself a call back. Let him know what exactly.
That's not a good call. No.
Jay, what are you doing, dude?
Not a very good call.
Where's the beef, my guy? Like, I think there was a compliment and you had my back in there somewhere. Where exactly was the beef? This is easy. There's got to be something you're not happy about. It's a beef. Get in, state your beef, get out. Don't start rambling around, reaching for something that's not there. State your beef, get out. Back to San Francisco, George. Hey, George, what is your beef?
Hey, Rome, thanks for the vine. My beef's with PG&E, a.k.a. Pacific Bag and Electric. They keep gouging me on my utility prices, yet my power keeps going out at least once a week for the last month. Get it together, you bums!
Well done. Except for the bum smack, but well done. You know, that's not actually bum smack. If you call somebody a bum because they're not good at their job, that's okay. If you're making fun of homeless people, a.k.a. bums, that's not okay. There is a distinction to be made. That was well done. That's how you do it. Next up, Baltimore, Bill. Hey, Bill, what's your beef?
Complaining, I have a beef with Ziploc bag technology, which I feel has taken a real step backward in the last decade. In the 80s, we established that yellow and blue makes green, and now when you open a Ziploc bag, one zipper comes ripping off the other side. I'm 5'10", 160 years old, and 50 pounds, and sometimes I...
Okay, bro.
No.
That was really funny. I love that you had a beef with, quote, Ziploc bag technology. And you laid out what it was like 10 years ago as compared to what it is right now. The reason you got run, you stated your age. You said, I'm 5'10", 160 years old. That got you run. That's one of the only rules on the show. Do not tell me how old you are, even if you're just being sarcastic with your age. You stated your age. That's why you got run. That's it. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Tampa. Ryan. Hey, Ryan, what's your beef?
Thanks, Jim. My beef is with the documentary The Dynasty on Apple TV, this 10-hour expose on the Belichick-Brady dynasty. Where, I mean, could you wait longer than 2 days after you retire and after you get fired to do your tell-all? And then after 10 hours, it was 10 hours of avoiding questions. You got nothing to say. Brady says he thinks everything should be kept private. Belichick won't comment on Malcolm Butler or anything. Like, why'd you sit down and do the interview then? I mean, what are we doing here? Thanks.
I have not seen it yet, so I can't comment. I've seen some of the reaction to it. Julian Edelman was not happy about it.
What am I here for?
Bob Kraft was not happy about it. But I can't comment. I have not yet seen it. I will watch it. I think it was Bob Kraft's production company. Yeah, Kraft himself was not happy with it. Because it was too negative. Good. Good. You know, we don't need any more puff pieces. We don't need any more infomercials. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But if that many of the Patriots doesn't like it or don't like it, then maybe there is something there. I'll let you know when I see it. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to KC Joe in Kansas City. Hey, Joe, what's your beef?
What's up, Jim? Thanks for the vine. My beef is with my 9-year-old twins getting toothpaste all over the sink. Cleaned it up, guys. Thanks, Jim.
Yo, bro, at least they brushed their teeth. That's a win. At least you don't have to tell them to brush their teeth. That's a good start. Twins. Man, that's got to be something. I remember the first time, like a lot of you listening, when you have a child, I guess if you have twins for the first time, you don't know any different. But when you have your first child, it's so overwhelming, and the responsibility is so overwhelming that I can't even imagine that if they drop two off on me. But then if you only have twins, you don't know any different. Am I right? Anyway, I'm an empty nester now, so it's neither here nor there. Why don't we try Austin, Tim in Austin. Tim, what is your beef?
Thanks for taking my call, Jim. My beef real quick. All the naysayers talking about how the ACC is down. Got three teams in the Sweet 16. UNC's a one seed. NC State's about to make another move again. I'm feeling it. I got beef with all the other naysayers, including Mr. J. Biased. Not Bayless people. It's Bayless clones. He just sleeps Duke. Love you, man. Rack me, baby.
My man. People were sleeping on the ACC. Absolutely true. And they've had a good run. Can NC State keep that thing going? Do you have UNC? We will get into some of this with the big head. Top of the hour. Let's go to Solana Beach. Josh. Hey, Josh, what's your beef?
My beef's with high school, Jim. I got a kid in high school, and dropping him off is like running through a vortex of horrible drivers. It's like parents are in the middle of the street hugging their kid who's embarrassed. 16-year-old's driving like it's Daytona. Girls looking in the mirror. Now throw in the e-bike mafia and sprinkle in a few grandparents. It's like a victory to get through the parking lot. War. Still on a beach. Thanks, Jim.
Nice job, bro. Well done. Rack him. The e-bike mafia makes me laugh every time. He's right. Not that we're picking up or dropping off kids, but I don't live that far from high school. As I see it every single day, man. It's gnarly. It is like a victory if you survive that gauntlet every single day. All right, so I know you're disappointed that that's over, but the reason that's over so quickly is it came at the bottom of the hour, not the top of the hour. When we do it at the top of the hour, 11 o'clock, hour number three, we have the wherewithal or the freedom to float that thing out as far as we want. Here we have a hard out. So I can still get some of your written beefs in later on today since I couldn't get them in during the segment. Every single phone line's still lit.
It's lit!
It is lit. When we come back, the big head. James Kelly, Big Head Bets, coming up next. After that, Kelvin Sampson. And then we'll have one last segment, which is open to you. Don't forget, Jim Rome Podcast, after the program today, episode 307, with QB guru Jordan Palmer. Stay tuned.